You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
On to Sunday's televised games, and we'll start with Middlesbrough versus Manchester United. Midday on Sunday, this one, and Borough are 9-2 to win it. The draw is 5-2 with Manchester United 3-4. Enhanced odds, Alvaro Negredo to score and Borough to win was 10-1, now 14s. Henrik Mkhitaryan to score and Manchester United to win was 9-4, now 3-1. Aitor Karanka sacked yesterday, Tom, and some might say it was an inevitability. Middlesbrough only scored 19 goals in 27 games this season, which is the lowest in the competition, without a win in 10 in the Premier League as well. They looked like they were doomed with Karanka at the helm. Tom, do you think there'll be a reaction to him going or not?
I'm not too sure. I get a feeling this has all happened too late for Middlesbrough. And, you know, we've talked about this situation quite a bit with Middlesbrough and the loyalty that Steve Gibson shows to his managers. And that has been one of his big strengths. When people talk about owners in the Premier League, most people would put Steve Gibson right up in the top four or five because of that loyalty, because he's got quite a calm head the way he runs things. But I actually think it's been his downfall in this situation. Karanka should have been under more pressure and should have been facing maybe a more difficult examination from the board months ago. I mean, he had a pop at the board during the January transfer window for trying to sign Championship players. He had a pop at the fans for having a go about the football that they played. You know, when they're paying a hard-earned money to buy season tickets and having very little entertainment. I mean, most Middlesbrough fans that I know would prefer to die trying. You know, they want to give it a go and have some entertainment. If they go down, so be it. But at least they're going to get some entertainment for the money they're forking out. And I just think it's too late now. I really do. I can't see anybody coming in and completely changing it. I think Middlesbrough have been set in their ways under Karanka for 3 years. He did it straight away when he came to the Championship. All he did was focus on clean sheets, clean sheets, clean sheets. And they did it brilliantly. It got them to the Premier League. But I think ultimately it's going to see them go down. And I still see them being sort of defensively sound. They're not going to get, you know, anyone in time for this game. And even if they do, they're not going to have a dramatic impact on it. So Middlesbrough, for me, are going to have to play the same way that they have been playing. I don't see it changing too much because they still don't have the personnel. People talk about systems, but Middlesbrough do not have the attacking players to cause major problems. Now, they'll want the shackles off, and I think they'll be delighted whoever comes in will probably do that. But I don't think it's going to make a difference here against the Manchester United side, who, you know, I've been a bit critical of their form. I'm not buying that they are some wonderful team under Jose Mourinho at the moment, but these are the kind of matches they've been kind of gobbling up. They've struggled more at home, actually, against teams like Middlesbrough. But I think away from home, they shouldn't have a problem here. I don't expect there to be lots of goals in it, and even Karanka's departure from the Riverside doesn't change my mind on this one. So, you know, I think Manchester United will win, who are, you know, looking at their recent matches, you know, Rostov, they kind of laboured to it a little bit. Chelsea last week, you know, the sending off obviously changed things. But, I thought tactically Mourinho had it spot on. And I think he knows that one goal will probably do the job here. So, unlike previous matches or other games this weekend, I'm going for low on goals here. And I'll take a Manchester United win and under 2.5 goals at 9-4. I think 1-0 or 2-0 does it for the Red Devils.
Manchester United to win the game 1-0 is 5-1. Manchester United 2-0 in the betting at 13-2. Derek, Paul Pogba won't be available for this game. Neither will Zlatan Ibrahimovic. That might not be the Pogba being out might not be a bad thing for Manchester United, though, Derek.
No, he hasn't. I mean, I gave him such a big billing earlier in the season.
I knew he was going to be a flop, Derek, when you went big on him.
I know, I can't believe it. He must have just been thinking it was so easy. Everything has come so easy to him wherever he's been in his career. And maybe the Premier League competitiveness has surprised him. I don't know. But there's a lot more to come from him, without a doubt. This Middlesbrough, Jesus, doesn't matter who takes over. You know, if I'm ever put before a firing squad, I hope the Middlesbrough strikers are in it, because their goal scoring record this season is absolutely diabolical. The last six games, the only team they've scored against is Oxford. I mean, how are they going to score against Man United? What Tom says about United's setup here will be right. Mourinho knows that, you know, they can just play safe, but, you know, don't give anything away. Middlesbrough won't threaten, and they'll nick a goal on the break somewhere, Anthony Martial or Rashford. 8-5 United to win 2-0, and I think that looks absolutely nailed on. I know that United have been busy, you know, Mourinho's still complaining about the fixture pile-up, but Jesus Christ, he spent like £4 zillion in the transfer window last summer, so he should have enough, you know, a deep enough squad to accommodate those kind of fixtures. They'll win this. Yeah, I think probably Karanka's going will improve Middlesbrough's chances of staying up, because one or two of the comments from the Middlesbrough players suggest that they've been unhappy with having the straitjacket on, the shackles on. They'll play with a little bit more freedom, but it doesn't matter. If they play with a bit more freedom against Man United, it will probably suit Man United. So yeah, there's only one winner here. I'm surprised United are as big as 3-4, but I'll play a little bit more intrepidly and go 8-5 to win 2-0.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.